What is it with geeks and cooking lately? We used to be content with over-caffeinated beverages or just beer and pizza. In fact, the old Microsoft Geek Fest and Comdex used to advertise by promising warm beer and cold pizza. It wasn't the food. The food wasn't the thing. Now I find myself reviewing a book called Cooking for Geeks. It's an O'Reilly book, so that's good. The subtitle of Real Science, Great Hacks, and Good Food makes it clear why I'm interested in it. I also have a box of Stay Puffed quality marshmallows, which are described as the world's finest caffeinated marshmallows. I kid you not. You get three little trays, it looks like ice cube trays, each holding 8 neat cubes of marshmallows with a caffeine kick. The marshmallows' ingredients and consistency supposedly make them perfect for various creative cooking and science experiments. I can't vouch for that yet, but they do taste good and have a little kick. And you have to like the who you gonna call Ghostbusters guy on the box. Even CES wasn't immune from the mix of tech and cooking. A device called the iGrill won the 6th annual 2011 Bluetooth SIG Best of CES Awards for the best new product. As the world's first Bluetooth cooking thermometer for iPhone, they say it will revolutionize the way we cook and give us a perfectly cooked steak every time. The $99 iGrill consists of an iGrill thermometer with projection display and probe. It's easy to clean, touch interface, and multiple probe options. And then the iGrill app for iPod, iPhone, and iPad, which will tell you the status of your food via Bluetooth. Hungry yet? This podcast was not brought to you by the Food Network. It was sponsored by the techies at Aztec. Visit AztecWeb.com and talk to them about increasing your website traffic, conversions, and sales. See you next week.